Hachette Audio presents Cinderella and the Glass Ceiling and Other Feminist Fairy Tales, a parody. Written by Laura Lane and Ellen Hahn. Read by Laura Lane, Ellen Hahn, and Amber Rashawn Williams.
For Rilo, you were in my belly when we started writing and on my lap when we finished. May you and all other babies read fairy tales that don't suck.
For Mom, thank you. Introduction. Once upon a time, fairy tales were patriarchal horror stories masked as children's tales. A woman had to cook and clean for her 7 male roommates.
A wolf stalked a young girl and then committed a home invasion and double homicide.
A woman fell in love with her hairy captor.
A mermaid gave up her voice, friends, and family for a stranger with a sailboat.
A snobby girl broke into and entered a family's home and ate their breakfast.
A man-child who refused to grow up sat in a window creeping on children. Multiple men kissed sleeping women without their consent.
Oh, and nearly everyone was depicted as white. These stories were full of beasts, villains, and judgy mirrors. But the worst enemy of all? Other women. Nothing was scarier than a woman over 30 out to get you.
Stepmothers, stepsisters, witches, fairies, and sea monsters, they were always portrayed as evil. They were all unhappily single, and a lot of them had widow's peaks. They either wanted to steal your inheritance and make you sleep in a fireplace, or murder you for being too hot.
Women were never nuanced in these stories. There were only two types: evil, too much purple eyeshadow, and good, overplucked brows. Every once in a while, you got a mouse thrown in there who happened to be female, but all she really did was sew.
In these stories, women were taught they should do anything to marry a rich dude, preferably a prince. All they needed to do to land the guy was have really good hair and a need to get rescued. Once they got the guy and defeated the evil other woman out to get them, their story was over. They didn't have much agency, they weren't empowered, and they never had a female friend to vent to. Terrifying, no?
But just as we don't wear neck ruffs anymore, times have changed, and so should these stories. Seriously, though, we hope wearing a fan around your
Sample complete. Ready to continue?